Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and that's when we like to take a look at current business issues that are trending across our state and discuss them with one of our fellow news media friends. This week, we are interviewing John McDermott, business editor of the Post and Courier. He joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, one of the big new deals that's sort of emerging, it's still very much in the confidential stage, but Orangeburg, it looks like, is angling for a large food or beverage business on about a 900-acre tract near the airport. The State Commerce Department and the County Economic Development Office filed for a wetlands permit, so they had to disclose some of the details. They're calling it Project Panther for the time being, but it would be a massive, it would take at least half of the 918-acre site in Orangeburg, which I'm sure would love the jobs.
We don't
have any details yet about the size of the investment, number of jobs, the construction timeline.
All right. So what else are you seeing?
Last week, it was confirmed that Norfolk Southern, which is one of the two major railroads in South Carolina, has agreed to merge. We'll try to merge, we should say, with Union Pacific, which is out of Omaha, Nebraska, and it would create, for the first time, a transcontinental railroad. But one of the most interesting things is a lot of people don't know Norfolk Southern is actually formed partly by a company called Southern Railways, which acquired a small Charleston railroad in the 1890s. That was the Charleston Railroad, it was called the South Carolina Canal and Railroad Company, is actually the oldest corporate ancestor for Norfolk Southern and would retain that even after this merger, if it goes through. Regulators have set a very high bar for railroad mergers after a couple of disastrous ones about 30 years ago. So we'll see where that goes.
Yeah, sounds very interesting. I love all that history. All right, what else?
Boeing. They had their earnings call last week, and they had some really positive news about the program here. One point during the pandemic, they were down to making maybe a plane a month. Well, they just crossed over from 5 to 7 a month. So that's a huge accomplishment out there. And they're going to go higher. The question is how high. There's a website out in Seattle, kind of inside the company, reported 16. So Boeing is currently investing about $1 billion here to increase production. But we'll see where they go with it. But for now, it looks like, you know, all systems go for the 787 program here.
Yeah, it sounds great. So we've talked about trains, planes. You got any automobile news?
Yeah, we do. Volvo, their plant here in Ridgeville, which is in Berkeley County, is severely underutilized. So the tariff situation sort of prodded them to bring a car. It's their best-selling model, the XC60, I believe. They're going to build that here. They also build it in Sweden and I believe in Belgium. But it's their global top seller, and they're going to build a hybrid version here, probably starting in late next year, just to sort of utilize that plant better. And since they'll be building cars here, those cars won't be subject to tariffs. They'd otherwise import them. That's sort of a huge win for that plant too. So sort of a unintended consequence, I guess, or maybe it's what the president wanted. He's definitely got an onshoring deal he could claim at Volvo.
Well, it's certainly good to hear about more business coming our way here in the Palmetto State. Mm-hmm. All right, so we've got just a short amount of time left, John. We've talked about Orangeburg, a lot happening in the Charleston area. Any other parts of the state, something happening?
Well, we have a bank merger that, you know, if you're a Synovus customer, I found this very interesting. You know, they've been around a long time, and they've been in the state a long time, and there's a relative newcomer called Pinnacle. They are merging with Pinnacle, which is out of Nashville. One of the interesting things is Synovus is a bigger bank, but they're actually going to give up their name. And so if you're a Synovus customer, you'll ultimately be a Pinnacle bank customer once that deal is done.
Well, John, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Mike.
John McDermott is business editor of the Post and Courier. He joined us by phone from his office in Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.